This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Consider the banking industry, all the jobs it takes to run that slice of the American economy. Loan officer comes to mind. Teller is another one. Financial analyst, yes. Various and sundry executives, fine. What about, though, an ethicist? Turns out that's become a banking job, too. Dr. David Miller directs the Faith and Work Initiative at Princeton University. He is also the resident ethicist at Citigroup. Thanks for coming on the program.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
So I'll tell you what, we saw that story about you in the Wall Street Journal, and we said we have to talk to this guy and find out what a bank ethicist does. What do you do when you're at Citigroup?
I'm not as interested in questions of audit and compliance and legal and regulatory restrictions. So what I am interested in and what I focus on is a few things. One is sometimes there might be an event-specific dilemma where a certain circumstance arises with a particular customer or client. Other times it's stepping back and evaluating more systemically or culturally. Are we creating an environment where people will flourish and be inclined to do the right thing? And we could take as an example, it's public domain information. Wells Fargo appears not to have done a good job at that, that they created a culture despite all their wonderful value statements, and I'm sure lots of mostly excellent, fine individuals. The culture certainly seemed to bend people towards misbehavior and conduct.
But how do you, not to keep banging on Wells Fargo, but let's say the CEO of Wells Fargo calls you up and says, David, we need some help, man. What's your methodology? How do you do what you do?
At the risk of sounding a bit cheeky, what I first seek
to find out is,
are they serious?
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of people who have the platitudes and the right sayings, and they maybe they mean it, maybe they don't, or is it just lip service? So the first thing I try to do is find out, are they serious?
Yeah.
And if so, to expect a carte blanche to ask any question I want to whomever I want.
We should say here, and I probably should have started with this, you know whereof you speak. You spent some time in finance when you were young.
Yeah, so I spent I started my career with IBM for 8 years in the States and then spent 8 years in London. So my British friends would tease and say I'm a poacher turned gamekeeper. So I know, of, as you say, what the pressures, the realities of being in senior positions and other middle and junior positions as well, that the intensity of competition, the excitement, the allure of much of it, but also what I call the ethical gray zone. Sometimes the context that we're in, the water in which we swim might be hot or cold. It might motivate us towards more ethical behavior or motivate us towards less ethical behavior. That's where the interesting action is.
Wall Street is all about results and measurement and quantifying how well you're doing, literally on a balance sheet. I ask that, or I state that, because it seems to me the problem for you is measuring success, because success for you is the absence of scandal, right? The absence of bad things.
Yeah, the measurement of success is boredom,
right.
Where your company is not in the pages for misconduct. But frankly, banks should, as all organizations, they should measure things. They should seek to have appropriate profits. They're performing a public service. They need to be healthy and vibrant. But these things can be measured. There's lots of by these things, I mean questions of ethics and culture. And there's a variety of very interesting research going on in the academic community that's looking at, and I think organizations now are beginning to say, help us think this through. How can we draw on some of the rich traditions of the humanities, let's say, and how can we apply that to our people and our organizations? Because after all, Citibank and every other bank is comprised of people who have human emotions and behaviors and realities.
David Miller runs the Faith and Work Initiative at Princeton University. He's a specialist in business ethics. Mr. Miller, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Pleasure being with you. Thanks for inviting me.